swears that Frank prepared sheets in less than 2 hours. The Atlanta Constitution. Thursday, August 21st, 1913. J.M. Gant, who has been an important figure in the state's case, was called during the afternoon to testify to the length of time in which he has seen Frank make out the financial sheet and to the inaccuracy of the punch clock on the second floor. "Did you ever see Frank make out the financial sheet?" Mr. Dorsey put. "Yes. How long did it take him to make it?" "With the data at hand, I've seen him make it out in an hour and a half." "About this punch clock, was it accurate?" "No." "How much would it vary within 4 or 5 hours?"
5 or 6 minutes.
"How often was it regulated?"
"About 3 times a week.
An objection was made by Arnold, who moved to rule out Gant's testimony regarding the clock on the ground that he was not employed at the pencil factory during the 3 weeks which preceded the date of the murder. His motion was sustained. Matthews denies alleged conversation. Matthews, a streetcar employee, Way then called by the prosecution to tell of the alleged conversation which he had with W.C. Dobbs, a fireman. He denied the report. "Did you ever see this man, W.C. Dobbs?"
"Yes."
"Have you talked with him?"
"I think so."
"3 days after the murder of Mary Fagan, didn't you tell him you saw this girl and George Epps get off a trolley car at Broad and Marietta Streets?"
"No."
"Didn't you tell Dobbs you owed a debt of gratitude to someone connected with the case?"
"No."
Mr. Rosser on cross-examination. "How often have you ever spoken to Mr. Frank or me or Mr. Arnold about his case?"
"Never."
"You were tried for an altercation when a man assaulted you on a trolley car, weren't you?"
"Yes."
"And acquitted?"
"Yes."
"Come down," says witness pawned watch several times. Nathan Sinkovodich, a pawnbroker, was called by the defense to tell of a watch that had been pawned by C.E. McCoy, a witness for the prosecution. "Do you know C.E. McCoy?" he was asked by Arnold.
"Yes."
"Has McCoy ever pawned you his watch?"
"Yes. Last January."
"Where was it on April 26th?
"In my pawn shop."
"Did he pay the loan on the watch during this trial?"
"Yes, last Saturday."
"How long has he been pawning this watch to you?"
"Off and on for 2 years.
"Ever know him to have any other watch?"
"No."
Dorsey on cross-examination. "You didn't know that this was the only watch he had? It is the only one he ever pawned to me?"